Hello, besties. We are back with a very merry holiday episode for you all. Hope you all are having a wonderful holiday season. And whether or not you're listening to this on Christmas Eve when it comes out or after the holidays, please know that we are thinking of you and we are hoping you are having a very slay Christmas.
Yes, and not just Christmas, all the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
The joy is not exclusive.
The joy is never exclusive. But for us, we both celebrate Christmas, and so we wanted to get a little bit nostalgic today and talk about our personal 12 slays of Christmas. So we have 12 little topics that we're going to go back and forth on talking about our holiday favorites. So we want to kick it off with favorite holiday song.
This is a tough one.
It is a tough one. There's so many good ones.
Yes, and they help you get in the spirit. I had a really hard time with this one, but I'm going to say it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yes.
Because I think it just paints such a nice visual picture, mm-hmm. and it has that nostalgic element, and you can just like see the snow falling, the lights shining through. It's a classic.
Exactly. I was going to say, I genuinely think that that song is like peak nostalgia for the holidays. It's so good.
You can't go wrong.
My other one is actually a similar vein to yours, which is The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole.
Okay, love it.
Because that song is so beautifully just embodying the spirit of the holiday season. Yes. And I love it so much. And I think especially like everyone hears that little intro, the little like sigh of the music. It's so beautiful. So that is probably my favorite.
I love it.
But I want to give an honorable mention to Last Christmas by Wham, because how could you not? How could you not? And I don't know if any of you out there play this game, but every year my friends and I play the game where we try to wham each other, but you can't directly wham another person. You have to be like organically whammed. Right. So if we're out at the grocery store or if we're listening to the radio in the car and Last Christmas by Wham comes on, we all go in order to see who gets out first, and whoever does not get whammed is the winner, which I think is pretty fun. All right, next up, we want to talk about best Christmas or holiday movies.
This is also a really tough one.
Mm-hmm. I'll say for me, I have two. The first one is not really specifically a holiday movie, but I'll tell you why. It's Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. And I know that's
so
like a crazy poll, but my parents and I, and they're probably going to hate me for telling the story on a podcast, but my parents and I always watched that movie together on Christmas until just like 5 or 6 years ago when we traded that out for another movie that I will get to later in the pod. Ooh. But Talladega Nights was always our little Christmas tradition just because we think that movie's hilarious.
Yeah, it is really funny.
You know,
can't
for that
wrong.
One. But if we're actually talking a holiday special movie, I will say Holidate.
I was going to say, I know this one. I've
Holidate.
Watched this one with Riley many times at any time of the year.
Unfortunately, I've seen that movie more times than any human probably should watch anything. But
it's a good movie. It's a nice
great
comfort
movie.
Yeah,
it's definitely one of those, like, you know exactly what's going to happen. But I think what's fun about it is it's so quippy and self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I use that movie as an excuse to watch it at every holiday.
Yeah.
Since they date on every single holiday. So it's not just about Christmas.
It's a cute one. An easy watch.
What about you, Libs? What's yours?
I'm going for another kind of classic. I'm going for Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
Somehow, I just always ended up watching this on Christmas. And, like, my family's not really big into movies. But for some reason, I would just always find myself like with the TV on, it's playing, and I would just watch it. And it's just become a nice little tradition for myself.
Oh, I love
which
that.
Which is kind of fun.
That's so nice. Well, and speaking of traditions, I feel like everybody has a specific holiday decoration that they really fixate on. Be it, you know,
like
collecting
the
ornaments
music,
or
the movies are playing.
Yes, exactly.
We gotta set the scene.
You have to set the scene because what is a holiday without the decorations?
Yes.
So, Libby, what are your favorite holiday decorations?
Yeah. So, mine, I love a good Christmas tree, obviously. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't? But I love to have really special ornaments on the tree. And my family has always done this really fun thing where any place that we travel, that's the souvenir that we pick.
Oh, fun.
So it's just like nice when you're decorating the tree to like look back. Or there's like, you know, the ones that you get when you're babies, like your first Christmas. It's so cute. Or there's a lot on our family Christmas tree that were like my mom's when she was a kid. Like there's these really cool Care Bear ones
oh, cute.
That are just, it's so cool and vintage and fun. And I just love it. It's like a little time capsule.
That's so sweet. I love that. What's yours? Mine, it's also kind of like a collector standpoint. Mm-hmm. So ever since I was little, I've collected nutcrackers and snow globes.
Okay.
Snow globes less, a little bit less than nutcrackers.
That's another good one for traveling.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So my snow globes are usually like holiday themed or have like, you know, specific holiday scenes. Mm-hmm. But there's a couple that I have from traveling, like you said. But my nutcrackers are just so fun. Yeah. I just have always loved the story of the Nutcracker ever since I was really little. And I'm a dancer, so it does make sense. But yeah, I have so many different ones. But my most special one is from the Nutcracker movie that was made, I believe, in 2009 or 2010 with Elle Fanning and Charlie Rowe. And that Nutcracker design is a little bit different, but my mom was able to find me like an authentic little replica of that Nutcracker guy, and I keep him every year. I put him out. He's so sweet. So
isn't
that's
there
my favorite.
A Nutcracker Barbie?
There is a Nutcracker Barbie.
Do you have stuff from that?
I actually probably do somewhere in my little old Barbie collection.
It seems on brand for you.
No, right? You have to. You have to. Okay, so if we're getting gifts,
yes.
What are we doing? White elephant or Secret Santa?
Okay, this is a good question, and I could really go either way. I think it's really fun to do a white elephant because you can kind of get competitive with it. But it also is like someone could end up with something really nice and expensive and then someone else gets like a hot dog.
Right. A hot dog is a crazy pull.
I don't know why
that.
I just thought of that.
No, I love
but
it.
But it definitely seems like something that someone would wrap up, like a pack of hot dogs.
Yeah, so fair.
And like, there's your gift.
Just like, ha, nice. You're welcome. No, I feel you. I could argue either way. And I will say, for those of you who don't know what either of these are, which I hope at some point you get to play these.
Isn't it also called like a Yankee Swap or something?
Yeah, there's a bunch of other names for it. But I personally call white elephant that.
Yeah.
And how you play is sometimes you can set a price limit, other times you don't, but usually you'll set a price limit, you all buy a gift, you put them in the middle, and then everybody can take a gift based on what turn you have. So you might roll dice or pull names out of a hat, and then you can pull these gifts. And
there's a lot of different rules though about stealing.
Yes,
and
that's where it gets intense.
It gets tricky,
because you can, like, you know, when you open your gift after your turn, if you love your gift, somebody might steal it from you, and then you end up with a hot dog. I don't know,
there's always one thing that everybody wants, and my goal every year is to bring the gift that everyone wants. And I don't know. It could go either way, but it's hard.
I don't feel like I'm ever really good at it because I can't buy a general gift for the masses rather than just like a specific
gift. Yes. Yeah, that's what's nice about Secret Santa.
Yes, so on to Secret Santa.
Yeah, like you can get something very specific for someone and kind of know their likes and interests.
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually been a really fun way that my college friend group has kind of stayed in touch over the years is we always do a Secret Santa with each other, and we started this tradition in college.
That's super
There's
cute.
Five of us, and we literally do the draw names website and just each get someone random.
It's also like cost effective too.
Yeah,
like you don't
exactly.
all have to get something for each other, but it's still
And we
fun.
Still get a cute little tree, and we get to, you know, schedule a time to exchange them so we can hang out. It's a lot of fun.
I love
so
that.
I definitely think if I had to pick between the two, I might pick Secret Santa.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of fun in both holiday games.
Definitely.
So, speaking of holiday favorites, let's talk about our Toledo holiday favorites.
There's a lot.
There's
we
so
have
much
a lot
to do.
Of good stuff to do in Toledo, especially around the Christmas time and holiday season.
Yeah, I mean, even just driving downtown Toledo, the way they have all of the lights out, like decorated in Promenade Park with the tree and the little polar bears that hang out, or over by Hens Stadium in Hensville, the whole wall of LED lights, they're so fun.
Or like in our neighborhood, like Levis, the big tree and all the beautiful decorations there.
Exactly.
It makes driving home really fun.
I know. And so there's a lot of different events, you know, like different holiday markets that we have or our zoo or tree lightings or caroling.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to pick from locally. So what was your pick, Libby?
My pick has to be the zoo.
It has
I know
to be. You're right.
It's kind of everyone's favorite. But I've been going, even when I was living in Sandusky as a kid, I've been going since then. We would make a trip up every year. It was always a big deal and just such beautiful memories.
Yeah.
And I love that it gets to like change and grow with us as they add more different lights, but they're still the ones like the different animals that you always liked seeing.
Exactly.
I love it.
I love it. And I love the little dancing light display that goes with the music. That's in terms of just favorite holiday traditions, probably mine, the light shows. They're so fun. But I will say for my Toledo holiday favorite, it has to be the holiday market.
Okay.
I love the holiday market. I went this year and I got so many incredible gifts for my family and my friends. Yes. And I still, just in case they haven't opened them yet, I won't reveal what the gifts were. But I really, really love walking around and supporting local artists and local businesses and, you know, just hanging out with some friends and getting some food. It's a lot of fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
So speaking of shopping, my family has a really fun holiday tradition that we used to do as kids. We haven't been doing it anymore, but if I do ever have kids, this is definitely something I want to do with them. Mm-hmm. And that is when they're really little, like kids, you know, you give them money and they're just going to buy the most random stuff.
Fair.
They're not going to pick out good gifts for anyone. And it just kind of ends up as a waste. So what my family did was we would go to the dollar store. We would all get, you know, $20 or whatever. And it's like, go pick out gifts for each member of your family, grandparents, aunts and uncles. And then we would all gather on Christmas Eve and do the exchange.
Oh, cute.
And it was so fun. And you would get so excited as a kid to like see your family open up their gifts, even though it was something small and silly, but you still put so much love into it.
Yeah.
And I think that really sparked my love of like gift giving and definitely that as a love language. And love looking back on those memories.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love that. And I feel like that's such a nice little bonding moment for you two to go to the store with your family.
Yeah, definitely.
I love it.
We'd all be like hiding our eyes and stuff. Like if we ran into each other in the store.
Right. You're like, don't look.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite tradition?
I would say my parents and I, as long as I can remember, would go to Duke Wheeler Christmas Tree Farm.
Oh, nice.
And we would get a tree because my family goes a little overboard on decorations in our house. We have, I want to say, 5 trees in our house. Like we try to have one for every room.
Yeah.
And some of them are tiny, some of them are bigger. We keep a big one in our living room, but then we have a little sunroom area where we keep a live tree every year. So we go to Duke's and we get a live tree. It's a whole day though for us. Like we'll
have
go
to pick the perfect one.
Exactly. We get all dressed up in our little holiday sweaters and our coats and we go out. We look around for the tree. We get some hot chocolate. There's a nice little fire pit there where we can sit around. Yeah. They have hot dogs for sale. Speaking of hot dogs, so I'll grab some of those. I don't know. Maybe hot dogs are holiday
Christmas
themed.
Hot dog is a Christmas
hot
food.
Dog holiday. I'm with it. I don't know.
That's funny.
So we would always go out and spend so much time there, and they do little like sleigh rides in horse and carriage,
so
which
cute.
Is really fun. So yeah, it just was a great day always to celebrate with my family.
Yeah, I love that.
For sure. All right, we're on to sleigh number 7. And we're approaching our routine questions, starting with Christmas Eve. So it's Christmas Eve. You're all with your family. You're hanging out. You're doing your thing. What are you doing? How do you celebrate?
Yeah, it's different now than when I was a kid. As a kid, you're like putting out the cookies for Santa and, you know, carrots for the reindeer and getting all prepped for
Santa's return. Hey, I still do that.
Santa's
I don't
return.
Know.
Oh, I love that. To each their own. Now I've been spending it with my boyfriend's family. That's their big day is Christmas Eve. They like to stay up till midnight and do their present exchange. And I love that.
How cute.
And it makes it a nice way to spend time with both of our families. Like we'll do Christmas Eve with his family, Christmas Day with mine.
I've never heard of like a Christmas Eve, like midnight exchange.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's really fun. So I love that that's part of my new traditions.
Yeah. What a nice tradition. I have which I think a lot of people have this tradition. I don't feel like this is an unpopular opinion, but I do a one gift exchange.
Okay.
So my parents and I, it's usually just the three of us, sometimes my siblings who both have families of their own through marriage and kids and all of that, they will sometimes come and hang out with us. And then we have
they're
a
also
big
far.
Celebration.
They're
live in California.
Yeah, on the West Coast.
So it's a little bit further. But if they're not there, then it's usually just my mom and my dad and I, and we will sit there. We'll each pick a gift that we want the other person to open. So we each get to open one singular gift.
You don't
gift.
Pick your own gift.
Nope.
you pick one for someone else. Yep. Okay.
Like, because they know what they got for me and I know what I got for them. And so they'll say, Riley, you can open this one. And I'll say, okay, you guys can open this one. Nice. Or sometimes we've done it where my aunt will send us gifts. So we'll all open a gift from the same relative that sent the gifts or something like that.
Yeah, but it's always like the little teaser of Christmas. Yes,
exactly. A little teaser. It's so fun.
That wasn't something we ever did, but that's really cute. I love it.
Yeah. So we do that every year. And I still put out cookies for Santa, and I put out carrots on my little back porch. Aww. I put out the carrots for the reindeer because
Does your family like still eat them?
Yes.
Gotta keep them. I mean, Santa.
Should have put
Santa
a warning that if you
cookies.
Are under a certain age, do not listen to our podcast. But I will say, yeah, my dad and my mom both, but mostly my dad, because he's real creative and funny. He would always find some little creative thing to do for me to find on Christmas morning. Yeah. So definitely, like, one year, he found a way to do little reindeer tracks through the snow, which was really cool. And he must have done it, like, right before I came downstairs because it was snowing. I don't know how it looked so, you know, whatever. But we do stuff like that. And then my personal tradition on Christmas Eve is after my parents go to bed, now that I'm not, you know, forced to go retire to my room while they prep, I will stay up a little bit later and I'll sit in my living room with all my cozy decorations and I'll just get a little cup of hot chocolate. Cute. I'm not a huge hot chocolate drinker, but occasionally I will, and every Christmas Eve I will.
Yeah.
So I'll drink a little cup of hot chocolate. And I'll watch the aforementioned Nutcracker movie with Elle Fanning.
Nice.
Because that movie is just so joyous and so fun and a fresh take on the Nutcracker story. And it's not so fresh to me anymore that I've watched it every single year since I was a kid, but I still really enjoy it.
Yeah, you gotta have those traditions.
You really do. All right, so the big day is here. Christmas Day.
Yay.
What are you doing, Livvy? What does your Christmas Day look like?
My Christmas Day looks like doing absolutely nothing.
Yes, girl.
My family just, it's like a rule. Don't leave the house. Don't leave your PJs. You're not allowed out. Mm-hmm. And we're going to eat cinnamon rolls from the can early in the morning. And then we're going to open our presents. And for our lunch, like, no one's cooking. My mom goes all out for any holiday, but not Christmas. It's frozen pizzas.
Yes.
We're just enjoying our time together.
As it should be. I think that should be a time for everybody to slow down and just spend time together.
No one needs to be doing all the cooking and all that.
I know. It always makes me sad, especially like on Thanksgiving. My mom is such an amazing cook, so she'll do all the cooking. And I always offer to help her. My dad offers to help, but she usually doesn't need us too much.
Yeah.
And so it just makes me sad that she doesn't get to enjoy the holiday as much. So I like, it's the same thing. I like that on Christmas, she can just kind of relax.
Yeah.
And that you guys relax too. That's really nice. For us, the only thing that she does that requires any labor, she usually does on Christmas Eve, which is she'll make some sort of breakfast casserole for us to eat.
Nice.
And it'll be some new recipe or something we've already had, just depends on what she's feeling that year. And so she'll make that. We'll get up, open presents. My parents always do this thing where they'll put out a couple display gifts.
Ooh.
So they arrange
like
the
unwrapped?
Packages. Yes.
Okay.
So they arrange the packages so that they look really enticing. And so there will be a couple little display gifts.
That's funny. I like that.
And so we go through, we do our present thing. We always, always, always watch The Greatest Showman. That is the movie that has replaced Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
We watch The Greatest Showman. And funny enough, like, it's really my dad who loves that movie so much.
Yeah.
My mom will often be in the kitchen prepping the next meal of the day, which is Christmas dinner, which we'll get to.
Okay.
But, yeah, my dad and I especially always love to watch The Greatest Showman together. It just feels
That's
like a
really
Christmas
sweet.
Movie, even if it's not technically. But yeah, and then we always have our neighbors over for dinner.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yep. So I'll talk about that with sleigh number 9, which is the Christmas meal.
Yes, which I jumped the gun, but frozen pizzas all the way and then the leftovers for dinner. I will say we always have, my mom, she doesn't love cooking too much, but baking is where she really shines.
Yeah.
And we will have so many different kinds of yummy cookies to eat.
I was about to say, speaking as someone who has had your mom's cookies, I wholeheartedly want to come over
like,
for Christmas.
Like, that's the meal. Like, the meal is the cookies.
Exactly.
I don't know.
As it should. What kind does she usually make for Christmas?
Well, she makes her monster cookies, which if you've never had those, it's like peanut butter, oats, M&Ms.
Cute.
They're so tasty. You know, classic chocolate chip. We'll do the frosted sugar cookies. Any new recipes that she finds and wants to try.
Those delicious you never know. Peanut butter cookies.
Yeah, those are really good. Oh, yeah. She likes to do a crumble copycat now mm-hmm. that's big. So you never know what you're going to get, but
yeah.
It's pretty fun.
You guys, if you want some really delicious cookies, become friends with me and Libby and we'll share with you.
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. There has to be like at least 10 for us and like maybe one for you. So for me, after we get through all of the Christmas Day activities at night, my mom always makes spaghetti. So I don't really even remember how this tradition started, but she always just cooks up some spaghetti.
Yeah.
It's literally
another
just,
easy one.
Yeah. It's just an easy little fix. She'll make some garlic bread.
Always tasty.
Always tasty. Every time. She'll make garlic bread. Maybe she'll bring out a couple appetizers, but she will never make those on Christmas Day. She'll make them the day before or 2 days before. And then, like I said, we have our neighbors over for Christmas, the Hedmans. So my parents live in Sylvania, and when we moved there, we instantly became close with this family who lives next door.
Yeah.
And one year, the matriarch of the family was diagnosed with cancer. And so they were really struggling just to kind of, you know, have the normalcy of their holiday, especially because she would usually do all the cooking and all that stuff. And so my mom just invited them over to make things easier for 1 year.
That's really nice.
And then we always just joked that they just kept coming back for more. So every year, I mean, she is completely cancer free. She's all
awesome.
The clear now. But every year, I mean, it's been over a decade that we've been doing dinners with them for Christmas,
really
which is really lovely. And they have two kids that are close in age with me. So it's nice that we can all hang out together.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
I love that.
Yeah. So now let's go back a little bit to our present etiquette. Because we have, everybody has like a present routine, I feel.
Yeah, I think so.
So
like,
tell me
I think
what's
it's
yours.
A little split on like, do you do a stocking first?
Yeah.
Do you do right into the gifts?
Mm-hmm.
So I have younger brothers, and even though they're not quite as little anymore, they're still always up, like way too early, ready to get into the presents.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always like, okay, open your stocking while everyone's kind of waking up, getting into the living room, and then we'll kind of open presents. And I think we've gotten a lot better over the years as far as like tearing through everyone.
Yeah.
Like, we'll take it a little slower now. Really open them up and like enjoy each one.
Do you guys separate them into piles for each of you and do it at the same time?
Yeah. So my mom always does, we each get our own wrapping paper.
Cute.
And then you know which ones are yours.
I
and
love
then
that.
They're kind of all mixed together, but you know what you're looking for. So it's like, oh, hand me that.
So it's
one.
Like a
hand
little scavenger
one.
Hunt at first.
Yeah.
And then
we
you
all
have your
do
pile.
It the same.
That's
yeah.
cute. I love that.
And then we let our dogs always get a stocking every year, and they have grown so spoiled now that like they know on any time there's wrapping paper that they're gonna get something.
Aww.
So they get really excited. They like to help us open the presents.
That's
and
so sweet.
Get their own things.
I love that. We do stockings first also.
Okay.
I mean, I think to me that is the way to do
right.
it because it's your
but
like,
I have
little
heard
treats.
That people do it the opposite way, and that's weird to me.
I don't know. Maybe it's like, you know, eating dessert before dinner to them.
Yeah, maybe.
But
maybe.
Not to me.
Right.
It's like the appetizer before the main
exactly.
course.
Yes.
So for me, we'll do stockings first. And then, as I was saying before, my parents always have, since we have the two trees, the fake one and the live one, they'll split just to be funny, the presents underneath the two trees. So then we have to run around and find them.
That's funny.
Which makes me laugh every year. And we have a couple of benches in our living room. And so my mom and dad will always make a little display area. So they'll put out a couple of unwrapped gifts to kind of get me excited for what's to come.
Yeah.
And then they put a couple of wrapped ones there before we dive into what's under the tree, which is really nice. And we take turns opening. That's how we do it. So I am the present runner, which means I run to the tree, I grab as many gifts as I can, and then I hand them out between yeah. my dad who sits on the couch, my mom who sits on her very specific red chair, and then me who sits on the floor.
Nice.
So we all have our little piles, and then I go, and then my mom goes, and then my dad goes, and then we keep that going. Little circle.
I love
until
that.
Until it's all done, which makes it take a long time.
Yeah.
But it's still really fun.
But it makes it then yeah, we, last. And
yeah,
you
prolong it. You pay attention to other people's gifts, the yeah. spirit of giving.
Yeah, I like
we
that.
Love it.
I like that.
And so, speaking of presents,
right?
I have to ask you, what is your favorite gift that you've ever been given at Christmas?
There's so many to choose from, and this is so hard. And there's probably so many that I'm just like not thinking of, but probably the most exciting one, I was probably like 4 or 5, maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm sure my mom could tell you the exact year, but I woke up to a gigantic, it was like taller than me at the time, like 4-story Barbie dream house.
Yeah.
That was just so cool. And of course it's like unwrapped. So you're running out
yeah.
and it's just there. And I loved it.
That's
and
so cool.
Yeah. Just such a great memory.
But where did it end up? Because I want to play with it.
No, I wish I still had it. I don't know if my mom still does.
Yeah.
But
that's so fun. I love that so much. For me, I have 2. One's kind of like a sentimental, nostalgic one, and then the other is just really cool. So my really cool one I'll start with,
okay.
which is 1 year my parents got me a signed Avengers Infinity War poster.
Ooh.
And it had everybody on there.
That's
mean,
so cool.
Literally everybody. And they're all authentic. I have a little certificate of authentication for it. I mean, the coolest one for me is Sebastian Stan because I've just always loved him so much.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody's on there, like RDJ and Chris Evans and Lizzie Olsen and all these incredible people. But also Stan Lee signed it before he died.
Wow.
And Chadwick Boseman, who is the Black Panther,
yeah.
he signed it before he died.
That's incredible.
Which is so amazing to just be able to have that and treasure that forever. So right now, while I do not own a house, I leave that at my parents' house for safekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
But I am never getting rid of that. It is one of the coolest things I own. And then my sentimental one. So I was saying that my dad is very creative and every year he tries to do something really fun.
Yeah.
Usually he has very great penmanship. So usually he'll write me a little letter from Santa or
aww,
something cute like that.
Yeah.
But 1 year I remember I was really obsessed with this book where this little kid goes on a ride with Santa. And if anybody can remember what it's called, comment or something, because I need to remember what this book was. But this little boy would go on a ride with Santa in his sleigh.
Mm-hmm.
But then when Santa dropped him back off at his house before Christmas morning, he wiped the little boy's memory somehow so that he couldn't remember like that he did it.
Yeah.
And what's cool about that is he left him with a little souvenir of
uh-huh.
their trip together so that way he could always kind of like believe in Santa and believe that he did it, which I is basically just trying to show that you don't have to know that something is real to believe in it.
Yeah.
Which I think is a really nice message.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, what was really cool was when I was obsessed with that book, the next morning I walked downstairs and next to the cookies that were half eaten and the milk that was half gone was a little red velvet piece of Santa's bag.
Oh, wow.
And it was tied with this golden ribbon. And when I untied it, inside was this laminated, not even laminated, like wax sealed. It was very official looking.
Okay.
It was like a wax sealed little shred of paper that said, always believe, love Santa.
Wow.
And I have kept that still to this day
because yeah.
I think it's just such a nice message. And the fact that they went through so much trouble, I think that's when I was starting to get a little older and starting to kind of lose a little bit of that magic of Christmas. And they really wanted to keep that for me.
Yeah.
So the fact that my parents went through all of that energy to do that just is so sweet
that's
to me.
That's special.
I love it
it's
so
nice
much.
To keep. I hope you can give that to your kids.
I know. I'm going to keep it for them. If I do decide
yeah.
to have kids, I definitely will keep that for them.
Special.
So in keeping with the sentimental theme, we've reached our last sleigh of
yay.
The 12 sleighs of Christmas, which is, what does the spirit of Christmas mean to you?
That's,
which is a huge
question. I was
going
to say, that's a lot to unpack.
It really is.
But I think it starts with just that nostalgia of just being a kid and how, like, everything is just so wonderful and exciting
yeah.
and it just seems so much like bigger than yourself. Like, what do you mean a one man can go around the whole world and make all these little kids' dreams come true?
Yeah. And especially when I was little, we would look at the Santa tracker.
Yeah.
And we would like watch where he was in the world. And yeah. we were like, ooh, he's going so fast.
But then you think about it and you're like, oh, wow, like my mom and dad put so much work into this because yeah. they just love you so much and care about you.
Right.
And then it's just like, what Christmas is really about is spending time with your loved ones
exactly.
and just enjoying the season. And I think it also just helps you. I'm not a winter person, so it kind
me
of
either.
Helps like get me into that mood of like, okay, I can take on the winter because
yeah.
I get to have just a beautiful holiday time. And I don't know. I mean, the holidays aren't easy for everyone,
mm-hmm.
but there's still something to be said about that giving feeling that's just in the air.
Yeah.
And
I think, I mean, to that point, the holidays aren't easy for everybody, and not everybody has loved ones that they feel they can spend it with or that they could spend it with. And I think especially right now, our country, but our world at large is so divided and everything feels so divisive. And I love that the holidays are a time where no matter what holiday you celebrate, everybody is getting into the cheer of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for us to all for, you know, this period of time, like this winter season, all come together for our respective holidays and just feel that magic and gift give and be with people you care about. Even people who don't have loved ones can kind of feel a connection to other people through that magic, through that
yeah.
nostalgia, through
there's
that
something.
Feeling.
Yeah.
Because there's nowhere you can walk in any city, any town, where you're not going to see some sort of decoration or some sort of tethering thing to the season.
Yeah.
And I think it's really nice, especially with how different everything is and how divided
yeah.
everything's become.
It's
I think
kind
it's
of
nice.
A common thread to bring
yes,
us together.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I love that. And you didn't think we were going to miss the Roman Empire, did you?
No, can never.
Technically, this whole episode has been one big
yeah,
Roman Empire.
Yeah, this is just our Christmas Roman Empire.
Just our little Christmas special. It's literally like any little sitcom. Happy Christmas special.
Thanks for slaying the 12 Slays of Christmas
yeah, literally.
With us. We do have our little Roman Empire Christmas moment. So we each picked a little special
a
tidbit
little special
to
tidbit,
share.
Something that wasn't in one of our 12 Slays, but was still really special to us and that we think about a lot. So,
yeah.
Libby, why don't you kick it off?
So, I actually have been thinking about this a lot, and it's the very specific matching pajamas that I used to have with my brothers when we were younger. And I've been thinking about it, and I don't know how they lasted us so many, like, Christmases as we were, like, growing, but I like you look back on any of the photos and we're in these jammies.
That's so cute.
And they had like polar bears and snow globes on them, but we each had a different color. So like mine were like purpley pink, and then there was blue, green, and red for my brothers.
Oh, that's so fun.
And they were all matching, and they were like this really thick, like fleecy. I don't know where they're from, but I love them so much. And
oh.
it's just very nostalgic. Because we weren't allowed to wear them any other
Drop
time.
Drop the photos.
I know, I'll have to find some. We weren't allowed to wear them any other day. So it just felt like special.
Yeah.
Like our special Christmas jammies.
That's so sweet. I love that.
Yeah.
And your mom is so creative, I swear. So mine is similarly to earlier how we were talking about the zoo is a beloved tradition.
Yeah.
For me, I love light shows and Christmas lights in general, or lights in general. I just love them so
mm-hmm.
much. But there's one house in my neighborhood that, and a lot of houses do this, so this isn't abnormal, but there's one house in my neighborhood that has the big light display on their yard that is paired up with the radio.
Yeah.
So you can listen to Christmas music and you can look at all the lights. Well, that is my ultimate Roman Empire, I fear, because every year I will get in my car because I could walk. It's right around the corner, but I will get in my car because I need the music and I will drive over there and I will just sit for an hour at least and just watch.
Yeah.
And it's the same like three or four songs over and over again, but I don't care. It's so beautiful.
It's just fun.
It's such a majestic sight. Like it's
yeah.
just so fun. And I feel like Christmas lights and the display of lights really embody the spirit
yeah,
and the magic of the season.
Definitely.
So I think it's really fun, and that will forever be my holiday Roman Empire.
I love that. My family kind of has that too, which I didn't talk about, but it's never on a specific day, but we always do pick a day to drive around town in our jammies and look at the lights. And somewhere along the road, we adopted that we get like milkshakes as part of it. I don't know why. It's already freezing cold.
That's fun.
But it just became a part of it. So that's a really fun tradition
too. I love that. I love traditions like that. We just want to really thank you so much for listening to us, not just for our very special holiday episode, but all year long.
Yeah.
We so appreciate your support
you
this year.
Thanks for listening to us and being with us on this journey of this podcast and on the come up.
We love doing this show for you, and whether you have listened for the informative nature of these young professionals in our area or the fun and funny stories from the Roman Empire segment, we appreciate your listening, and we appreciate that you are so supportive of our Toledo community.
Yes, and we have lots of good stuff coming for you guys next year that we hope you'll stick around for.
Yeah, our New Year's resolution is to make even better content for you next year. That's right.
Yeah. So if you feel so inclined to leave us a review or a like, comment, subscribe, it really helps us out a lot. You can go to wgte.org/comeup or wherever else you stream your podcast.
And I know both of us are very thankful to be able to do this show together.
Yes.
But we also want to say a huge thank you to our executive producer, the wonderful, lovely, incredible, fantastic Chris Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Who is always dealing with our antics and in the studio with us. And it would
gives us such a flawless edit every time.
Exactly. I'm just saying, it wouldn't be Christmas without Chris.
We couldn't do it without you.
So thank you all so much, and we hope you have a very happy holiday season and a very safe and fun new year.
Merry Christmas, besties, and happy new year.
Bye, besties.
Bye, besties. We love you.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.